suffering moksha anyway. And so there is no mumukshutvam either. Neither jignasa. Because what they are in for, they do not know. Jignasa is not there. Mumukshutvam is not there. Only some interest, spiritual. This word spiritual, whatever that means. They want something spiritual. So that takes them there. And then afterwards you keep discovering more and more. Some of them have damage, cognitive damage. I mean some damage because of childhood and all that. There is damage in the sense the whatever certain problems, emotional problems, they have to be addressed. And unless they are addressed, then there is no permission for this kind of knowledge to enter because it will solve problems. It's a problem.
It's a father.
I have seen this. Yeah. I have seen in people. Obvious thing they will protest.
Yeah.
And like Atma is consciousness. They will have difficulty in understanding that. Because that means you don't solve the problem. The child is sitting there and then protesting. You better pay attention to me. The adult is denied of any pursuit which will bypass the child. If you take a model, child-adult model, yeah. You better
you have
take
to,
care of me.
Exactly. Swamiji has to address that child first.
You better take care of me, otherwise I am not going to allow you to enter. So that takes a long time. And so there is no such big protest. The cognitive pursuit won't be hampered, and the teaching is proper, some insight will take place. And afterwards there will be panic and all that, and so... will come. They'll try to find out reasons why it's not right. It cannot be right. It's something like, you know, when somebody cares for somebody and the person doesn't know what is caring. No experience of being cared. And the person will try to prove that I am not cared. There is no such person, caring person in the world. Even if there is a person caring, anyway, the person will try to prove that there is no care. As you may call it transference, but whatever, that attempt to prove that there is no caring, that will be there, so. Yeah. I see all this, you know, Vedanta. I see all that. I didn't know all these things before.
Did you see it more when you came here to the West? Did you see it more when you came here to the West?
Yeah, yeah.
This is when you
started. Yeah, yeah. Only afterwards only it became very, very evident. So, teaching is one thing, and then this emotional management of people, their emotionalism, and it's all another. It's a quite another thing. Now, therefore, that Vedanta way of solving it, you have to bring more Ishvara into life, and then so that you can work and help the people work towards that. The whole meditation, I did that. This meditation week, I would have gone in many ways. I would have gone, put them more meditation, more time. Then I sit with them in meditation, morning meditation, evening meditation, in between meditation. So like that we can create that kind of a meditation way. Some people perhaps like it.
Swamiji?
That won't help. They will be themselves after the week. Means themselves means as they came. Yeah. A little extra weight, that's all. Because Ramachandra is food and there is no time to walk, exercise, etc. So a little bit walking.
But Swamiji, what does Swamiji think is the transformative process? Because what Swamiji's saying is, in childhood, the child internalizes the relationship with the parents.
Yeah.
And if it's an uncaring or not loving, abusive relationship, then that parent in that form is what is in the unconscious of the person. And so that child-parent relationship, we call those are introjects, it's internalized. And so now when Swamiji is dealing with a student who has these what we call negative introjects, like a negative parent figure inside, what does Swamiji see as the transformative process to change that internalized parent in Swamiji's relationship with the student and with the teaching also? What is transformative?
So we have to make them accept that there is such a need. There was no care. There is no love. That has to be accepted. And then that was because of whatever the problems parents had. And therefore you have to accept your problem. You have to accept the parental problem. But now you can say that due to parents you have got problem. Then that will only create anger, anguish, various things. And then afterwards you forgive and again it's all a problem. But then I say one step further I go. I don't say parents were okay. Parents were not okay. And that's why you have this problem. Parents themselves have a background. And with having given the background, that would be the problem. Given your background, your feeling is the problem. So, then that person also had a background. And the background, given the background, that would be the problem. Now, you know, the caring may be there, but it is inhibited by varieties of other problems. And so that's what the problem means. And therefore child's perception also is there, that's a part of the whole thing. And therefore, so both are within the order of Ishvara. No forgiving or anything. Who am I to forgive anybody? And therefore, we are not in a position to forgive anybody. Well, we have our own limitations, and then how can we forgive? Therefore, we can't forgive. That's a big attitude of a big man, and you are forgiving, it's okay, patronizing. I don't believe in that. I don't accept this. In international, all this, this one topic, common topic, and forgiving and reconciling. Because they have done so many atrocities, and therefore they need forgiving and reconciling. So that's okay. I really dismiss this. Who am I to forgive? I say that. Anybody. And then, before what I say is, I neither forget or I forgive. Forget and forgive. Forgive and forget. I don't forget, I don't forgive. I start from now. Let us not do the same thing again. That's how I start. I cannot forget. The more I want to forget, I will remember. Therefore, it's not psychologically true. Everybody laughs. Then I get in. I get into that. Their minds, they relax, including all these bishops and cardinals and all that. Cardinals won't laugh.
The hats may fall.
Bishops laugh. Cardinals don't laugh. And so this forget, forgive, all these are all bunkum. Order. Leave that alone. I say that I need not forgive my parents, and we are not qualified to do that. But we can always say they had their own background. Then there is no forgiving, there is no forgetting, there is no belittling, there is no passing over the problem, there is no bypassing, nothing. That their own background, and therefore they are what they are helpless. As you are helpless. Both are within the order of Ishvara. So if you have the awareness of the presence of Ishvara in all their problems, and in all my problems. So Ishvara is present now, not problem. Ishvara is the problem. In India, we have a word, sanferized. Did you ever hear?
Yeah, it comes from here.
Huh? Sanferized. Some textile, fabrics are sanferized.
So no stain will get on the fabric.
Oh, okay.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. No stain or wrinkle.
Yeah. Oh, no wrinkle.
No wrinkle. Sanferized.
I think it's a proper noun. I think it was a product.
Yeah.
Huh?
It was a product.
Like Xerox.
Some sort of soap product or rug product or something.
Advertising. It's a process. I'm basing my Ishwarayu. So I Ishwarayu the emotion. All the emotions are Ishwarayu.
Doesn't that then that results in this very forgiveness you're saying we don't need to do? When you see that order, what the result is the same forgiveness. Because it turns out it wasn't willful hurtfulness on the part of the parents. It's not guilt on my inability to do something. So the forgiveness comes from the recognition of order. So you're getting forgiveness anyway, right? From seeing your...
What is it?
Swamiji, the forgiveness comes naturally. Swamiji doesn't like to use this word, but that forgiveness comes naturally by seeing the order. There's no one to blame.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not an act. Yeah, that's
it's
correct.
It's not an act. It's no, an appreciation.
It's just a cause and effect.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Just pure cause and effect.
Yeah, yeah. Pure understanding
is
understanding.
Yeah.
So, that person, so you are understanding. There's no, in forgiving, you accept a mistake. Mm-hmm. In understanding, you understand the mistake, and at the same time, it cannot be otherwise. You know.
Yeah.
In forgiving, he should have avoided.
Yeah.
And here, there is no possibility of avoidance.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is there. So that's very big.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah.
Growth.
He's very big. Yeah.
In forgiving, the condemnation was still there underneath.
Yeah.
That you're like covering it.
Yeah, that's why. This is. I see this. Entirely a different approach. You are not bypassing emotions. You are not allowing yourself to be controlled by emotions because you should have. The awareness of Ishwara gives you the space.
But Swamiji, one more thing. There is still this problem of projection and transference. The continuing transference, even though you can say that transference itself is Ishwara, which it is, the transference causes a lot of pain. And that transference of the introject onto Swamiji...
We have to include that pain also as a part of the whole thing.
But how to transform the negative introject?
No, the consistent... You know, we need to be consistent all the way. That there is pain and all that. If there is pain, then there is a jiva. There is no Ishwara. And you can bring Ishwara, this is also there in Ishwara's order. Pain is there. If Ishwara is not brought into the picture, pain will be there. And you have to bring the pain. It's a habit. There's a certain expectation and things like that, and therefore pain. That's an old thing. An old model. We have got certain models. And then pain, you're supposed to be under pain. So. And so if you accept, that's also within the order, psychological order, pain, etc., given your understanding, given this thing, everything. Then that is Ishwara you bring in. So consistency. There is a consistency in your dealing with the situations as Ishwara's order. Consistent. Nowhere there should be a deviation. The wee bit you give, that's all you require. We have got one story. It's a wonderful story. This Nala and Damayanti. See, Damayanti was the most beautiful woman. Nala was a king. And two, then there was a Swayamvara. All these people are sitting there. That this Shani Bhagavan, Devatas have come. And Shani also came, Saturn also came and sat there to get the garland. And he came as a looking like Nala. And there was some help. Damayanti had some help. And because of grace, and then there was an ant, in the form of ant, it came and then it crawled up Nala's toes. I suppose this is true. My memory is true. And then Damayanti knew that, and then she garlanded him. That Shani was so obsessed with Damayanti, he wanted to marry her. Now he wanted to punish Nala. And he could not enter into Nala. Because Nala was such a clean person. So there should be some small omission must be there for Shani to enter into his life to create problems. And Nala was impeccable, meticulous in all his daily routines and everything. One day, he washed his feet. One small area, before he did his Sandhya Vandanam, etc., and one area he didn't wash, means the water didn't go. Shani entered. Same thing, Ishvara. Any one thing we allow, then it won't work. I have to go for me. But
okay, Swamiji, thank you, Swamiji.